are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of stuff to talk about, but I know some of you guys have been waiting patiently on the line. So let's go straight to the phone lines to take your questions, your comments, your answers. I believe we got Nick calling from Wisconsin. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm okay. So I got the influenza paper from school. You know, asking me to, if I want to vaccinate my kids. And I happened to read through it. And there is, like, risk of vaccine reaction, and then there's side effects, and then there's a risk of serious reactions. And there's so much reasons of not getting it, my question is, I have a neighbor kid who having jerky movements, which is what I found over here in this paper. And he had them for 2-3 years, like a young boy. And so I'm wondering that if this came from the vaccine and if it can be reversed.
That's a good question. You know, the risk of the flu shot, overall, the flu shots are very safe. I've been vaccinating patients. My kids have gotten vaccinated. I've had flu shots. However, one of my very good friends who was not allergic ended up getting a neurological condition called Guillain-Barré from his flu shot. And this was a neurological condition that has now left him with a limp. And even though we're talking out of the 15 or 20 years I've been in training and practicing medicine, et cetera, I've only seen one case of it. So we're talking extremely, extremely rare. But whenever somebody has anything neurological that happens to them, like jerky movements, et cetera, from a vaccine, after they got a vaccine, they should definitely get themselves checked out, and you need to notify the doctor that they did get the vaccine. Now, many times, certain reactions that you get will go away. The Guillain-Barré was treated in my friend. He's actually another physician. And even though he's still left with some deficit, for the most part, the rest of the debilitating issues he had have been gone. So I can't say 100% that this child, friend of neighbor of yours, is going to be 100% better. But they really need to get themselves checked out. I mean, is it whole body jerking or just one side of the body?
He's got, like, movements once per 2-3 seconds, like, head movements or like okay. with the hands, like uncontrollable okay. movements.
And he never had this prior to the flu shot?
No. I don't know if it is because of the flu shot, because it happened to him like 2-3 years ago, but that's consistent with the time when he would have get his first flu vaccine from school.
Right, right. So that's hard because, again, it's really hard to go back and figure out what could have happened a couple years prior. Now, mind you, this Guillain-Barré or this one neurological condition, it could be maybe 1 per 2 million cases. It is so rare. So the fact that he's having these jerking movements from an actual flu shot is really rare. The other causes for these jerking movements could be like Tourette's syndrome or some sort of a tic disorder where he just has these involuntary movements, and many kids get them. Sometimes they outgrow them, sometimes they don't. So what this child needs, Nick, is to get him in with a neurologist. He needs to see a neurologist to get some neurological testing.
They've been taking him to a doctor for like a year or two. They can't tell what's happening or why is it happening to him. There's no answers on that side.
That is odd.
Illegal
now,
site.
Remember there was a case where a high school, there was a bunch of kids having similar jerking movements and they could never figure out? This may be something where you may want to call the health department, because remember there was a city that had some sort of an outbreak where all these teenagers had some sort of this disorder, and they had tics where they had these jerking movements and nobody could figure out what happened to them, and it was something that happened within that city, and they thought these kids were faking it, but they weren't faking it. They really had something going on and they couldn't figure out what it was. So if he's already seen a neurologist, tell them, suggest that I want him looked at for Tourette's syndrome, T-O-U-R-E-T-T-E-S. I hope I'm spelling that correctly. Have them make sure he's being evaluated for that. And you may want to contact the local health department. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem, Nick. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, with the flu shot, many of you are very, very nervous and apprehensive about having something shot into you. I get that, okay? It's not in our animal instinct or animal nature to, while we're feeling fine, have something injected into your body. I mean, we could maybe deal with the whole prevention thing of, okay, I'll go and get a pap smear done or my prostate check or get some blood work done. But the idea of being, you know, but having something injected in your body, it scares us. But vaccines have been around now for decades, and they worked, okay? I mean, since flu kills, us having something that could prevent your child from dying in the flu is phenomenal. But not everything is risk-free, okay? There are egg shots or egg-free shots for those of you that are allergic to eggs. Okay, for those of you allergic to the flu vaccine, we don't push it. For those of you with a neurological condition, we won't push it. We don't recommend it. But for any of you having diabetes, asthma, chronic lung disease, if you're pregnant, if you're younger than 5 years, I suggest you go to the CDC website to find out if you're at risk. If you work with a lot of, if you're a caregiver, if you work in a hospital, etc., you're at risk. And you are no good to anybody being sick. And you're no good to yourself or your family being sick. So if you can tolerate the flu vaccine, definitely look into it. Please. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 21st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,318. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,365.78, $682.89 for a half ounce, or $341.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,365.78, $682.89, and $341.45.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. L.I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So now some doctors are saying, wait a second, when it comes to eating high-fat foods, maybe we shouldn't cut back on the high-fat. Maybe high-fat diets aren't all that bad. So some of you are like, what the hell are we supposed to do now? Experts say that the belief that high-fat diets are bad for arteries is based on faulty interpretation of scientific studies, which has then led to millions being quote-unquote over-medicated with statin drugs. So then to save money as we get ready for Obamacare, they're going to tell us, you know what, the fat's okay. Is that what's going on here? They say doctors insisted it's time to bust the myth of the role of saturated fat in heart disease. Cardiologist Asim Malhotra says almost four decades of advice to cut back on saturated fats found in cream, butter, and less lean meat has paradoxically increased our cardiovascular risks. Apparently, there was a study back in the 1970s that there was a link between heart disease and cholesterol, which correlated with the calories provided by saturated fat. But Dr. Malhotra said the correlation is not causation. Got that? Look at all these C words. They say people were advised to reduce fat intake to 30% of total energy and a fall in saturated fat intake to 10%. But they say recent studies are failing to show a link between saturated fat intake and the risk of cardiovascular disease. And they say saturated fat may actually be protective. Now, one of the older experiments back in 1956, and it was published in Lancet, compared groups on diets of 90% fat versus 90% protein versus 90% carbohydrate. And they revealed the greatest weight loss was among those eating the most fat. Can you believe that? The assumption has been made that increased fat in the bloodstream is caused by increased saturated fat in the diet. They say it's actually refined carbohydrates and sugar that are the culprits to fat. Then they said another U.S. study showed a low-fat diet is worse for health than one with low carbohydrates like potatoes, bread, and pasta. So, should we be eating fat? Does fat protect us? I still want to say a big no, because I've had people with high triglycerides, high fat in their diets, and these guys are still at risk for heart attack. So, they say the food industry has compensated by replacing saturated fat with added sugar. Okay, and you guys have noticed that you will buy something fat-free. But when you buy something fat-free, there's a lot of carbs, there's a lot of sugar to it. Or if you buy something sugar-free, it's compensated with fat. So now Dr. Malhotra said the government's obsession with cholesterol has led to an over-medication of millions of people with statins. They said there has been no demonstrable effect on heart disease trends when millions of people are being prescribed these cholesterol-lowering drugs. They say if you adopt a Mediterranean diet, it's three times more powerful than taking a statin. All right, so where do we go from here? Now, first of all, okay, where I can kind of understand this theory is when I talk to you guys about the caveman days and what they ate in caveman days and what our bodies are designed for. Our bodies are designed to eat fruits and vegetables, right, as hunters and gatherers, but we're also designed to hunt, all right? And we are taught as animals to take a bite. Maybe it's hard to get through the skin. If an animal has skin or a shell, you get underneath the shell, okay? All right, you know, I mean, you don't break your tooth on a crab, right, okay? And then you eat whatever is soft, etc. If you are able to dig your teeth into the shelling, right, or like the snake, etc., you eat it. So whatever your teeth are able to sink their teeth into, you eat. You can't really eat bone, so you throw out the bone. Eyeballs are disgusting, rectum, not really tasty, but for the most part, whatever appeals to your senses, you can eat. Now, some may say, well, people probably died of heart disease back in caveman days because they would eat the fat of the meat. I don't really know much about caveman days and what they died from. My guess is many of them died from disease. Many of them died from a bull or some sort of animal fighting back, going fishing, and then a shark took you down. All right, but we do know that arteries still would clog. But we didn't worry about high-fat meals in our hunting and gathering days. And since our bodies are designed to eat vegetables and meat, I never thought that a lot of what we have with meat is as dangerous. Now, mind you, leaner meat, leaner fish, leaner chicken, you can't go wrong. Frying up a piece of meat is probably not the smartest thing to do. Okay, wrapping a filet mignon or a beef Wellington up in pastry and butter and all that, that could add calories. Okay, so we know what we do to our meat, but for the most part, what we have with the animal, our bodies are designed to break that up. Now, somebody eating loads of fat, would they be putting themselves at risk for heart disease? I still believe that. You know, my grandmother, she used to have chickens, and so she would kill the chicken, pluck the chicken. She would cook every piece of that chicken. Your starch would be chicken fat that was fried. Okay, so you would eat the meat, and you would eat the chicken fat that was fried, and you'd open up a can of spinach. Okay, and you made a meal, a very inexpensive meal of that. But you ate every part of that chicken with the exception of the feathers. because you couldn't eat the feathers. And that's what you would do. That's what you did back then. Did people die of heart disease? Yeah, people have had heart attacks for years. But I'm not saying it's healthy. I'm not saying eating fat is healthy. But I do think we are underestimating the risk that all these sugars do to us. And I think we are also, while we're trying to eat low fat, messing us up when it comes to trying, overcompensating with the sugars. Now, another thing that's very interesting is there was a study out that talked about how calcium helps you lose weight. Now, calcium, they talked about whether it's in calcium pill form, whether it's calcium in low-fat dairy, whether it's calcium in yogurt. But we know that dairy products have an element of fat. Now, some of us never gain weight when we eat cheese. For others, yeah, it does. It raises our cholesterol. We cut back the cheese, and we end up doing better. But what if we really aren't supposed to be eating low-fat cheese? I would love that. I love cheese. Some nice, sharp cheddar cheese like Cracker Barrel. Oh, I'm all into that. So, you know, I wouldn't say go and start eating the fat. But what I do appear to notice is foods in their whole and in their entirety, natural foods, may not be all that bad. I think once we start packaging and adding extra stuff to it, adding the extra butter, that could hurt us. But eating a piece of meat, right, that have a little bit of the fat marbled in there, I don't think is that horribly bad. Do we need to eat meat during all meals? No, our bodies weren't designed by that. You didn't have meat 3 meals a day in caveman days. You would have meat maybe a couple times a week, which is why I tell you, throw a vegetarian dish every now and then into your day. You don't have to always eat meat. But I've never thought that a natural piece of meat, all right, once in a blue moon, was that bad for you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Australians want rapid HIV tests now in pharmacies and at the dentist office. Apparently, they want to diagnose HIV early. And at the University of Sydney, researchers are currently surveying community pharmacists and dentists to gauge their support to introduce rapid HIV testing in pharmacies and dental surgeries. Okay, this would then hopefully increase the number of people living with HIV who know their status to hopefully get treatment early. Right now in Australia, they say 20 to 30% of those living with HIV are undiagnosed and possibly spreading the virus. Now, here in the States, doctors are urged to screen people, but many people don't want it because they can't afford it. Some people will donate blood and hopefully get tested that way. I don't want to say hopefully, and they think they'll hopefully get tested that way. I wouldn't recommend that. We do not want you donating blood if you think you have HIV, but it's a way for people to get free testing. There should be, in most cities, ways for you to get free testing. But the Australian government, from what we understand, has been the first to approve a rapid HIV test, which is a finger prick test. It will give the results within 20 minutes, rather than you waiting 2 or 3 days, and both four of those days are long. It could give you a quick screen test, then they'd have to go and do a Western blot to confirm it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
So thank you all for tuning in. Now, what I have in my mouth right now is one of the most ridiculous Halloween candies out there. Now, but I got to tell you, I needed something sweet. So somebody brought Halloween candy, and this is the Double Bubble. They're yellow packaged with the blue, and you can't talk while having chewing gum in your mouth. Have you guys ever tried that? Usually with some gum you can. I see patients with gum in my mouth, but this sucker is big. Not like Bubblicious Big. Remember when we tried to have Bubblicious Big and that being my hair teacher? I was in the fifth grade when Bubblicious came out. And trying to hide those suckers in your mouth with the big watermelon flavor stuff. I know. But I gotta tell you something. I started feeling a little nauseous over the break. I'm not pregnant. I just think I've been running around so much today that I got a little nauseous. Maybe I ate some bad food. And so trying to stop the nausea, I decided I needed some high fructose corn syrup or whatever the hell is in there. I'm trying to read the package on what's in here, and I don't have my reading glasses, so I really can't read them, so I can't tell. But for those of you with Double Bubble, even though I'm not a fan of non-chocolate candy, I gotta tell you, this sucker stopped my nausea. Pretty damn good. Okay, it's out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, parental spanking and lack of communication lead to aggression and worse vocabulary in children. All right, another article or another study telling us to quit spanking our kids. Now, all right, we've talked about how to discipline kids. I have a couple kids, and I am not very good at disciplining them. And I'm really bad at it. And one of the reasons why is I'm not home as much as I should be. Okay. Number two is I didn't like the way I was disciplined. You know, there was a lot of physical disciplining, a lot of belts and paddles and sticks and backhands and hair pulling and things like that, that I wanted to do the opposite with my kids. And we had a very anti-spanking approach. We did the timeout and they would giggle. I take something away and they giggle and then I end up giving it back because I'm working and I'm busy and they're bugging me, so I let them go. And I'm not very good at disciplining my kids. I'm not. I have no problem admitting that. I really should do a better job. But the one thing that we are seeing here in the 21st century is you just don't spank your kids anymore. And in fact, you could go to jail for it. In this study published Monday in the journal Pediatrics, it suggests that what this could do in terms of spanking could actually cause more problems than we think with kids. These kids become more aggressive. They also start to have issues with solving problems, learning, etc. Now, even though most researchers have told us don't spank children, doesn't make sense, it causes them to be more violent, etc., we do have a huge problem with kids being disciplined. Okay, now I'm not saying we need to go back to corporal punishment like you and I were raised. I'm not saying to go back to that. But we need to figure out something. So I have this birthday party for the kids. And I live in Las Vegas. And one of the most fun things to do in Las Vegas is to pretend you're a tourist and do a little staycation. So you get a good local rate on a room. We rent the room. You could rent movies. All right, actually very cheaply. So rather than taking everybody to a room, to a movie, rather than taking them all out to dinner and eat, you get a room, you bring food in, you rent one of the $12 or $14 movies, you can make a party out of it. Okay? And we did. It was great. It seemed really fancy because it was a really cool suite and everything like that, but we actually saved more money than we usually save on birthday parties. I love it. So I was pretty happy. But I gotta tell you, a couple of these kids really needed a butt whooping. They would not listen. They would not go to sleep when I told them. So basically what I did is I just lied down next to them as part of the summer party. I figured if I was there, you know how teachers would do that when you were acting up in school? I'd be goofing off with my friends and goofing off or talking about something, and all of a sudden the teacher would come and she'd just stand there and put her hand on your shoulder. So you could do nothing because she was there. Well, that was the longest 20 seconds of my life. Finally, when she left, she would leave walking backwards still looking at us. So I kind of did that approach where I'm like, fine, if you guys aren't going to sleep and it's 2 a.m, I'm going to sit here and crash with you guys. And I was wearing, you know, pajamas or whatever, so I didn't care, you know, I was fairly dressed, okay? I usually wear my husband's boxer briefs, but I didn't. I wore Cookie Monster. I got Cookie Monster pajama bottoms and one of my husband's T-shirts. So I wore that. So I basically, and I climbed in next to my son, okay, and I just sat there, okay, and lie down there, and I told them all to go to sleep, and I kept doing the shh, kept telling them to shut the hell up, I'll call the parents, whatever. Finally, okay, but, you know, I'm looking at these kids. And when I saw some of the spoiledness and some of the rudeness, now I get you, okay? You know, we like to spoil our kids. And a kid being spoiled, that's not for me to judge. But why aren't we teaching them respect of other parents? Now, mind you, I don't usually get the respect that other parents do. Why? Because I act like one of them a lot of times, okay? I usually do things that you're, like, for example, if I go and I give a talk at the school, I don't sound like one of the professors. I talk about boogers. I talk about farts. I talk about a variety of stuff. So they think I'm cool. They could talk to me like I'm one of them. And so I don't mind that. I'm not expecting to be called yes, sir. They'll call me Mrs. Wax. I know I'm a doctor. I don't care about that. They could call me Mrs. Wax. To me, that's a term of respect. I love it. Fine by me. But the misbehavior, the jumping on the bed, the throwing around, I know kids could be kids. But we have such complete turnaround now with under-disciplining our kids that no wonder these kids are getting diagnosed with ADD in school when they don't have ADD. They have no repercussions if they don't pay attention. If I got suspended in school or I got detention, I wouldn't be able to go to detention because I wouldn't be able to sit for a month. My butt would be bruised, possibly bleeding. Yet nowadays, no. We're like, okay, well, we'll take away your computer use. You can't even take away TV anymore because the kids don't really watch TV. It's all about YouTube and computer. So, when that's gone, they either run away or they threaten they'll kill themselves because they learned how to do it on YouTube. So we parents are becoming less effective at parenting. So even though I agree, spanking kids is not the way to go. I guess they found slightly lower national average in vocabulary, etc. Which, by the way, we need to talk about. Even grown-ups are having issues with vocabulary and spelling in America compared to other countries. We need to talk about that in the next hour. Yelling doesn't work. Spanking doesn't work. Timeout. What works? Now, some of the specialists are saying, well, reasoning. You need to reason with them. I still think people need to fear repercussions. You know, why don't we in school, and I always talk about things that we should do to train our kids in school. Why don't we in school have kids do a field trip, not to, I don't know, the ice cream parlor or whatever the hell they do now for field trips. Why don't we make them do a field trip to a jail and let them spend a day in jail? Let them see what jail is like. That would be such a potent and poignant type of lesson. Now, true, they probably couldn't be, you know, in the rows where killers are, etc. But let them see what the food is like. Mind you, in the beginning, they'll all think it's cool. Okay? But you don't put them in with their friend. They'll be by themselves. They're not allowed to talk. If they talk, they get in trouble. Okay? All right? If they, you know, why aren't we doing that? I think every kid should experience a day and a night in jail. Maybe they wouldn't do all the crap they later do. Think about it. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com, or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So scientists confirm that they have now found the most distant galaxy ever. Apparently, they say that this galaxy is far, 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 far away. The galaxy is called Z8_GND_5296. And it is the most remote one they could confirm with spectroscopy. Spectroscopy is a technique that I guess looks for the chemical signature of elements. Now, this element in particular case was hydrogen, which fuels these stars. And these reportings are in the journal Nature. According to CNN.com, Z8-GND-5296 is, I guess, a quote-unquote window into the past. right? The universe right now is, I guess, what, 13.8 billion years old? So they think that this happened sometime after 700 million years ago. I don't really know much about us. Those numbers may mean something to you. All right, all I know is the world started in Genesis. So that's a lot more simpler. I can handle that one. All right, so star formation rate, I guess besides the distance record, astronomers found the new galaxy exciting. I'm glad somebody found this exciting because it appears to produce stars at an unusually high rate. Okay, star formation rate is measured by how much raw hydrogen in the galaxy converts into new stars every year. Now, the ZAGND5296 galaxy converts hydrogen in the amount of 300 times the mass of our sun into new stars each year. By contrast, the Milky Way only produces stars at one or two solar masses per year. Duh, what a loser. Scientists, I guess, established in previous research in the first billion years of universe's history, typical rate of star formation increased. Then you also had 5-hour energy, and, you know, these energy drinks probably sped them up a little bit. Galaxies formed more and more stars over time until about 10 billion years ago, star formation rates began to decrease. Okay? The newly formed galaxy is still unusual for its high star formation rate, given how far away it is. Yeah, stay there. Stay far away. I'm scared of space. I really have no desire to go out into space. I don't want to meet new galaxies. I don't want to meet new creatures on galaxies. I am afraid. I've seen too many of these movies. It scares the hell out of me. Just leave me alone on this beautiful Earth that we have. I don't give a damn about no ZAGND5296. By the way, remember, the Milky Way candy bar has nothing to do with the galaxy because Milky Way came out in the 20s. 1928, I believe. Milky Way had to do with milkshake. Yeah, see, not galaxy. You almost wonder, was the galaxy named after the Milky Way candy bar? That's interesting. That would be pretty cool. You also wonder, were the Three Musketeers named after the Three Musketeers bar? Nah, alright. Okay. So, I don't really want to go into it because, as you can see, I really know nothing about astronomy, but it's cool nonetheless. Hey, it's my job to give you guys headlines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also a headline, I guess people are having sex less often in Japan. Apparently there's this huge movement. It's called celibacy syndrome, where many Japanese under 40 appear to be losing interest in relationships and dating. And some people don't even want anything to do with sex. This celibacy syndrome, they say, is actually not a good thing, but it could be part of a catastrophe. Because Japan already has one of the world's lowest birth rates. They say its population of 126 million has been shrinking for the past decade and is projected to plunge by a third by the year 2060. Okay? According to Ai Oyama, she says they are experiencing a flight from human intimacy. Now, why would people, I mean, here we are in America, noticing people are overdoing it with the sex. Why are they under sex? Why not? I don't know. But they say fewer babies were born there in 2012 than any other year on record. The post-war generations, like the baby boomers, multiplied. Right now, the country is undergoing a social transition, and they've had 20 years of economic stagnation. Maybe the earthquake, the tsunami, the reactive meltdown. Maybe relationships are just too hard. But I find that very interesting. Less sex in Japan. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, who is having sex and unfortunately disturbing the neighbors are these fish. Did you guys hear about that? Okay. Apparently, residents in Hythe, Southampton are being kept awake by noise of fish having sex. Amorous fish may be making this mysterious humming noise that are keeping people awake at night. I guess this is in the UK. they're having trouble sleeping because of this weird noise. It starts at about 10 p.m. and goes on all throughout the night. Now, who knows? Maybe it could be something from the government. All right? I mean, you know, Prince George now is being christened, right? Maybe there's all this partying going on and they're trying to say, no, just blame the fish. Okay? By the way, Middleton, Kate Middleton, is looking amazing. I mean, she definitely lost her baby weight. I'm just a huge fan of her. She is adorable. And congratulations on Prince George. All right, but I don't know if that's why we're hearing all this humming and hissing. Apparently, people had to move away from the area. Now, they call them midshipman fish. And they think they're ugly suckers. And they think these midshipman fish are actually making noise while having sex. Or they aren't having sex yet. And they're sending out this sound to attract females. The noise could go on for hours. It increases in volume as competing males try to out-hum each other. I guess whoever has the bigger hum gets the babe. Size does matter. Now, they say the noise is famous in Seattle, Washington, as midshipman fish are believed to live in the Duwamish waterway. And I guess there's this thing called the West Seattle Hum. And fish see to. I wish I had a sound of that. All right. You know what? I don't think I do. Okay. So they're basically nocturnal. They're usually buried in the mud or sand during the day, but they make a range of noises like grunts, known as the grunt train, a low growl. Now, these growls are when I guess they guard their nest. Okay. But the humming happens by two muscles contracting on the swim bladder. Kind of like a purring, you know, that cats do. Although my cats don't purr, they make real weird noise. Oh my gosh, one of my cats was mounting the other one. It was the most horrible sound. I still have nightmares. I don't understand why we even keep them in our, they just need to be in a part of the house. Let them do their thing. We don't have to hear or see it. Apparently, they don't deafen themselves, and their body is used to this sort of humming, even though it drives everybody else crazy. They think that they could research the fish's vocal and auditory mechanism to help understand human speech. I would just like to know how people are getting sleep from this. That's got to be extremely annoying. My guess is, honestly, it's some government test or something going on. And they're just trying to tell us it's a fish having sex, so everybody leaves the government alone. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we're coming to the next hour. We're going to talk about weight loss surgery, looking like it's actually beating diet and exercise. Then what is happening with this Philadelphia hospital ban on supplements? Are more hospitals going to follow suits? All right, then cranberries and their healing properties. Pretty cool stuff. And 22,000 pounds of meat recalled. Possibly listeria is back. So as you can see, we got a very busy hour coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down. Yeah, take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.